How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Hurt. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to make it on today. It is September 27th, 2021, and I welcome you all once again. It's been a great week. Had some time to spend with my family. Yesterday, we took the kids out in the evening to get a little bite to eat and to stop and get some ice cream and just hang out and spend some time together, and it was a nice way to end our weekend, you know, that came after, right? Spending some time with my sister and her family on Saturday, and they came over and, you know, we barbecued and put some stuff on the grill and just had a really good time. Watched my Longhorns win. They did their thing. They rolled over that team that they were playing up north, from up north, Texas, Red Raiders. And so they got wrecked, hook 'em horns. They did their thing. Still no respect, though, as you think about the performance that they put together. And they haven't been able to move up the ranks, all the ranks that the coaches put out and whatnot. AP moved them up, I believe. But, you know, and then prior to amazing day on Saturday and a great day on Sunday, there was Friday. And so you probably noticed the way that I said that there was a Friday. And so kids get out of school early. We go and pick them up and come home, continue working, that sort of thing. And so we're like, you know what? We're going to go and we'll have a family walk. So we leave the house, and right before I get ready to leave the house, I notice that I've got a headache for some reason. Just kind of came out of nowhere. Head started hurting, but, you know, go ahead and go with the family. And we set off to take this walk in the neighborhood, and things are going pretty well. And somewhere in my children's mind, they had made up their minds that they were going to go to the playground. And that hadn't been talked about with anybody else in the household. But they must have figured, because the past few times that they've gone, and they've gone with their mom, she's taken them to the playground. So the assumption was that as we all walked together, we'd end up at the playground. So we left a little bit later in the evening, to close to sun going down, that sort of thing. And so going to the playground wasn't really an option, especially because of the time that it was, but also the headache that I was experiencing. So in my mind, we're just going to go do a little quick walk, spend some time together, and then we'll get back home and be finished with our day. Now, as I said, we set out and kids start asking, are we going to go to the playground? It's like, no, we're just going to make a walk, make it around the neighborhood and back to the house, as I said, right? And so that causes a little frustration, shall we say. So my kids are upset, and they're pitching a fit and maybe thinking that we're going to flex a little bit and change our minds and waver and say, okay, you know what, let's just go to the playground. But no, we choose to stick to our guns with this one. And so we keep moving, and then there's a second playground that's not far from the first one, but they thought maybe we could go to that one. It's like, no, we're not going to go to this one either. We're just going to get home. And so kids can be quite persistent at times, especially when they've got things made up in their minds and they've had some assumptions about and expectations about what was going to happen. And so, you know, reminded them that that wasn't going to happen, and we're just going to walk and get back because it's getting late. And then that's when one of the phrases that most parents dread hearing from their children, and I'm sure a lot of parents have heard this before, and maybe some of you have never heard it before, but it was said. And so my son, he said, I hate you. And then he took off running and sprinting down the sidewalk, and my daughter took off after him. And, you know, usually we'll let them run ahead, but yeah, he said, he was like, I hate you. So I was like, okay, well, sorry that you feel that way, but it is what it is, and we're going to continue doing what we're going to do. And so we're just, you know, we're walking, and he's frustrated, obviously, if he chose to use that phrase. But because there was so much frustration that the two of them were having, they continued to have a little bit of a difficult time yelling. So as I said, we let them run out, and then at some point I yelled out, stop right there. And they stopped, and they kind of inched a little bit forward because, you know, they're angry and frustrated at their parents for not being able to go to park. So as we got closer, I told them, okay, you guys can go stop wherever at the next tree or something like that. And so they take off running, and you could tell, like, they're saying stuff to each other, mouthing off and this, that, and the other. And so we get closer, and then we let them sprint ahead, and they get to the corner. And then there was some more rudeness that was happening. So it's like, okay, you know what? Because of your behavior, you've now lost your tablet, right? So most parents will take a tablet away or something like that, because that's like the sting of death, right? Where kids just lose it completely. And so tablet was removed. That was given as a consequence, right, for the disrespectful behavior. And it was made known that there would be no more disrespect by me to my children. And I said in a calm way, even though I was frustrated. But because kids are kids, and they're frustrated, and they had their expectations and their assumptions about what was going to happen, they had a hard time disconnecting from the emotions that they were experiencing. And, you know, we have taught them about belly breaths and using their words and all those things. But for some reason, they had just completely forgot all the lessons that had been given to them in the past years. 7 for one and 5 for the other. Right. And so, you know, my kid, he's picking up some, you know, a little twig or something he found, and he's swinging it and trying to hit the grass and the fences and all that stuff. And it's like, hey, just slow your roll. People are behind you. Pump the brakes. Be careful. And I realize he's frustrated, so I'm trying to pick and choose my battles and not get on him about every single little thing. And so finally, you know, we make it to the house, and he shoots off, and I'm kind of walking behind him. And we had already told him, like, I think at some point, my frustration now was at the point where their frustration was. And it was like, you know what, y'all, I've lost the tablet. As soon as we get to the house, you guys are taking a bath and you're going straight to bed, and that's the end of it, right? And we get inside, or we're moving towards getting inside, and like I said, my son is ahead of me, and he pushes the door shut. And like, he knew I was behind him, but he probably didn't do it on purpose. Maybe he did, I don't know, I'm not in his head. But because I was now frustrated, the narrative in my mind was, who does this child think he is closing the door when he knows I'm right behind him, right? And so he goes to his room or bathroom or something, I don't know, but he was supposed to take a bath, right? Because of the consequence was now the walk has been completely ruined. And hold on, and to make matters worse, as we were walking at some point, we saw like this one family, mom and dad and their child, probably in between my kid's age, and they're all walking and holding hands and enjoying each other's company. And I'm thinking, my wife is probably thinking the same thing, why can't our walk be like this? Like, we just want to spend time together as a family, right? But we did spend time together. It just didn't match the expectations that any of us had for this Friday evening. Okay, so now back into the house. Right, so my son is frustrated, and he actually does what I told him to do, which was to get his stuff and to go take a bath. Right, and so he's getting ready for that, and then finally my wife and daughter make it inside, and my daughter is now crying because she had fallen down. But get this, she had fallen down like at the very beginning of the walk. If you remember, I said she also was running with my son, right? When they were frustrated. So now all of a sudden, this fall that she experienced 20 minutes earlier is now bothering her. Okay, and so if your parent, you know, kids will find whatever to deflect from what's really going on. She was upset because she was having to go to bed after and take a bath, right? And because she didn't get to the park. So I had to let her know that enough was enough. So as I'm talking to her, my wife goes and she's trying to assist my son to see if he needs anything. And then he's mouthing off to her. And so it was like one thing after another, after another, after another. And me, a father herd, who was normally calm, cool, and collected, is now frustrated beyond all frustration. Like, just upset, right? And who knows why that was. I didn't have a particularly stressful day. Maybe it was the headache, like I said. Maybe it was the continuous reminders and the consequence that was given and all that stuff. Who knows? But I was upset to the nth degree. And so I hear my son mouthing off to my wife, and I go in there and I let him have it, right? And he was frustrated, and it was like, I don't even know what I said. Have you ever been frustrated to the point where you don't recall what you said? That's where I am. Like, I don't remember what I said. I know I wasn't disrespectful to him. I was very firm with what needed to be said in the moment. And then that made him get more upset, and he's crying and this, that, and the other, right? And so I said what I needed to say, and I am frustrated. I just go into my room and I sit on the bed, grab my phone, trying to chill so I can calm down, cool out. And then I hear the little one in the shower, and she's talking noise and being mopey about whatever happened. It was like, hey, I thought I told you to chill out too, right? So could just a lot of frustration. And I'm laughing as I think about it, because I usually don't get like that with my children. And for whatever reason, they have pushed all the buttons that need to be pushed. And so, you know, I get back into bed, and I'm looking at my phone and trying to cool out, and they take their baths and they get dressed and all that stuff and go to bed as they were told. And I believe my daughter, she said goodnight to me. My son, he was instructed to come tell me goodnight. And I heard my wife tell him, he just walks into the room, stands there for a few minutes. And in my mind, I'm like, he isn't going to say anything. And then he walks out, and my wife asks him, did you say goodnight to your father? And then he puts the lie on top of it, and he's like, yeah, I did. And I'm actually, no, he did not, from the room, right? He didn't say anything. He just came in here. And he doesn't have to say goodnight to me if he doesn't want to. He can just go to bed. And that's how frustrated I am. I tell my kids goodnight every night, give them hugs and kisses. I wanted nothing to do with my children at that point in the frustration that I was experiencing in that moment on Friday, which was the 24th of September, 2021. Extremely frustrated with them, right? And so I'm just seething, stewing in it. For whatever reason, who knows? Maybe it was a headache. I don't know what it was, but I was upset, right? And so I'm just trying to get out of the funk and let it pass. And if you've experienced anger before, you know, sometimes anger can be frustrated. And so in my mind, I'm like, I don't know who these kids think they are. And you know, why would he say that to me? And whatever, right? Just mad. So my wife, she comes in to check on me, and she just kind of sits next to me. And she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, nah, I'm not okay. I'm just frustrated, right? And may have dropped an expletive or two, which I don't typically do. Because that's not in my nature or character. But like I said, I was frustrated and irritated, right? Angry to the point that I didn't want to say goodnight to my kids. And I'm here just doing it. I'm sure we've all been there, right? And that's not a comfortable space for me to be in. This is not my typical mode of operation, right? My typical way that I connect with my kids. I love my children. My children love me. I spend time with them. I do all that I can to make sure that they're loved and encouraged and supported and all that stuff, right? And so maybe that was playing in the back of my mind, right, as I think about the level of frustration that I was experiencing, which stemmed from the "I hate you" initially, and then everything else that landed on top of it. And so I'm laying down, frustrated. I know they're not asleep yet, but they're in their rooms. And I just get up. And so you're probably wondering, why did I get up? I got up so I could go and say goodnight to my kids, right? And the reason that I got out of bed is because one of the things that we do with our children when we put them to sleep is we also often say the Lord's Prayer, which talks about forgiving those who trespass against you, even as we trespass against others, right? And so there are moments when I can offend someone, and there are moments when others will offend me, and I have to be willing to forgive, right? I have to be willing to forgive. And so that's why I got myself up out of the bed, to have a conversation with my child. So I stopped in his room, and I let him know exactly what I was feeling. I was very assertive, right? Was in a much lower tone than earlier in the bathroom. Not that I was screaming at him or anything like that, but he could definitely see the frustration that we were both experiencing, right? But as I was talking to him, I kneeled by his bed, very assertively, had his hand, and just let him know how much he was loved and how much he hurt me by what he said, and that I forgave him, and that I didn't want to have the type of relationship with my son where he was feeling that way and felt like that was the way that he needed to respond. Because we talk a lot about feelings and creating an environment that's safe and comfortable for everybody and all that stuff. And really just letting him know where I was in the moment. And I understood where he was and why he was frustrated. But this is not the type of relationship that we're supposed to have with one another. Me being his father and he being my son, and that I needed for it to change. And I had to set the example on letting him know that he was forgiven, even if he was unable to ask for it, which is granted, we want for people to accept responsibility, but in this moment, I had to be the adult because I'm the responsible one, teaching him how to be responsible, right? You know, the other day we talked about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So this today is building the future for tomorrow. And I let him know that, you know, oftentimes we talk to you about the Lord's Prayer and forgiving, and we talk about the different ways that we have to act. And so I've got to show you how to do that. And that's what I'm here for. You know, and so he was sitting and he was laying there, and he definitely was listening and he was receptive. And I asked him if I could give him a hug, and we exchanged hugs, right? And then I got up and went to my daughter's room so that I could have a conversation with her and apologize to her And this little girl was knocked out. She was asleep, right? So she went to sleep, probably no longer frustrated. But for me, I didn't want to go to sleep and let the sun set on my wrath, which is another thing that I talked to my son about as we were speaking, right? And so these are all things that we have conversations about on a regular basis, right? And sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we miss the mark, but we have to make sure that we as parents are stepping up. And so that's what I had to do. I had to rise to the occasion in which I allowed for the violation or the offense that I felt to impact a moment to be able to connect with my kids in a positive way, right? And so I accept the responsibility for that. And I had to help, and I had to teach them the lesson. And so, and I did apologize to my daughter as soon as she woke up in the morning. We had the conversation. But the one thing that was really special was through this frustration, the disconnection, and the repair, which led to the connection. And so my son, he ended up like getting up a few minutes after I left his space and left my daughter's room. And he came into the room and he was talking to us. And he was like, can I just spend time in here? You know, and so we took that moment to let him stay. You know, we talked and I knew he was tired and he laid down and just kind of laughed and giggled. And then eventually he fell asleep and I moved him to his room. But in the end, the love is still there. And maybe he said something that he didn't mean to say, and he probably didn't realize the impact that it had on me. And his intention was just to express that he was hurt and to let me know that he felt hurt. And I allowed for that to impact my relationship with him, right? And so there are some things that I'm aware of about myself and who I am and the type of work that I do that led into that moment. And so there are some things that I have to do to make sure that I check the belief system that I have, and I'm able to recognize what is true about me and who I am as a father and the relationship that I have with my kids, because it is a beautiful and amazing one. And sometimes my kids mess up, right? Just as we as parents mess up. But we always have the opportunity to fix it and connect and know that there are better things to come. And this particular moment that happened on that Friday is not typical of the way that we interact with each other. And I'm grateful for that. I have a very loving home that I've cultivated, and sometimes kids are going to be kids and they feel the way that they're feeling. And so maybe there's some things that we need to do on our end as their parents to be more aware of what might be happening with them and being proactive and trying to cut some of those things off. But that's another story for another day. So I just wanted to say thank you all for just taking the time to listen in to the episodes that I bring each and every week. Just listening to, you know, some of the successes and challenges that I experience. Because if I experience them, I know that somebody else is maybe going through something extremely similar, right? Or they could be dealing with something completely different than my experience. But oftentimes there are similarities, right? Even with the differences, if we really sit down and think about it. And so the goal for this show is to just speak life into the ears that are listening, right? The individuals that show up and to let them know that you're amazing, you're powerful, you're a wonderful parent, and you have the ability to create all the moments that are, or the moments that you want to have with your children when you slow down and you take the time to connect with them, and most importantly, connect with yourself. And so just thank you all for showing up each and every week. I appreciate you. You're valued. You're loved. And you've been listening to A Father Heard. And so if you found value in this, share with somebody, like, comment, reach out to me. Any one of those things, I would love it. But you are appreciated, and you all have a blessed one. Until next time.